From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded all-star right-hander Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles for left-hander D.L. Hall, infield prospect Joey Ortiz, and a competitive balanced draft pick. It's a blockbuster for the Birds, who had a quiet offseason but remained hopeful that they could add more pitching as they prepared to defend their American League Eastern Division championship. The 29-year-old Burns won the National League Cy Young Award in 2021. Last year went 10-8 with a 3.39 ERA. He's due to become a free agent at the end of the upcoming season. As to what the Brewers' starting rotation will look like now, GM Matt Arnold says there are more than a few arms to choose from.
Yeah, look, I think in some ways, sure. I mean, anytime you're trying to replace Corbin Burns is a challenge, but I also think we have guys like Robert Gasser coming and Mizorowski, now D.L. Hall in our mix, and Carlos Rodriguez coming, and not to mention all the other guys that we have coming back, Ashby coming back as well. I mean, we just have a lot of really exciting young arms still involved. And so we certainly feel like it's going to be a challenge, but we think our group is up to the task.
Another trip to Lincoln, another disaster for the Wisconsin Badgers. After blowing a big lead there last year and losing in overtime, Bucky did it again last night. Nebraska came back from an 18-point second-half deficit to knock off sixth-ranked Wisconsin 80-72 in overtime. Rink Mast scored early in the OT to give the Huskers the lead for good. C.J. Wilcher scored 16 of his 22 points in the second half. Mast finished with 20, and the Huskers improved to 6-0 at home in Big Ten play. A.J. Storr matched his season high with 28 points to lead the Badgers. Wisconsin had been 120-0 when leading by 15 or more points at halftime since 2000. Coach Greg Gard summed up the collapse.
The first half we hit a lot of jump shots, but we didn't get a lot of production in the paint from our front line. So, and then the second half, obviously a big combination of jump shot making drying up, and we continued to shoot them, and then turnovers.
The Badgers are now tied with Purdue for the Big Ten lead and host the Boilermakers on Sunday. Airtime will be 11 a.m. on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. Austin Reeves scored a season-high 32 points and hit a career-high 7 three-pointers to help a Los Angeles Lakers team missing LeBron James and Anthony Davis stun the Celtics in Boston 114-105. James sat out because of a left ankle injury, and Davis was sidelined by an Achilles tendon issue and left hip issues. Reeves was 7 of 10 from deep and was also fouled on one of the misses and made all three free throws. Tyrese Maxey scored a career-high 51 points hours after being selected to his first All-Star game, helping the Philadelphia 76ers overcome star center Joel Embiid's absence for a 127-124 victory over the Utah Jazz. After missing three games because of a sprained left ankle, Maxey topped his previous career-high of 50 set in November with two free throws with 4 seconds to go. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George of the Clippers were chosen as All-Star reserves yesterday, while the Timberwolves and Knicks also had two players selected. Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns of the Western Conference leading Wolves will be going to the February 18th game in Indianapolis. Stephen Curry is an All-Star for the 10th time, while the Lakers' Anthony Davis and Devin Booker of Phoenix rounded out the West reserves. Jalen Brunson was selected for the first time and was joined by teammate Julius Randle from the Knicks, who went 14-2 in January. The Bucks are in Dallas tomorrow, still looking for their first win under new coach Doc Rivers. Airtime 7 p.m. on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. The Timberwolves host Orlando tonight. Jim Harbaugh fulfilled one of his goals by winning a national championship at his alma mater of Michigan. Now he's looking to capture his ultimate goal of hoisting the Lombardi Trophy with one of the teams he played for. Harbaugh resumed his pursuit of a Super Bowl title yesterday when he was introduced as the Los Angeles Chargers coach. He agreed to terms on a 5-year contract last week after 9 years at the University of Michigan, including the national championship for the recently concluded season. The Washington Commanders have an agreement with Dan Quinn to hire him as head coach, according to the AP. Quinn has been the Dallas Cowboys' defensive coordinator for the past 3 seasons. He coached the Falcons to a Super Bowl appearance in his 5-plus years in Atlanta. The Las Vegas Raiders are hiring former Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury to be their offensive coordinator. This is the first major hire for new Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who had his interim tag removed on January the 19th. Along the high school sports scoreboard from last night, among the highlights, Rice Lake in boys basketball defeats Chippewa Falls 72-59, Eau Claire Memorial over Hudson by 17, Winter knocks off Frederick by 66-58, 18 more rebounds for the Warriors' Gunner Gruel, who leads the state. Unity now 18-1 after a 68-35 win over Siren. In girls basketball, Rice Lake takes a hit in the Big Rivers Conference, losing to Eau Claire Memorial 64-48. Menominee keeps pace by beating River Falls by 14. Bloomer falls to Fall Creek by 4. It was Ashland over Spooner by 16. St. Croix falls by 40 over Cumberland. Hayward a winner over Chautauqua by 18. Barron falls by 5 to Northwestern. Cameron a winner by 14 over Ladysmith. High school hockey, Rice Lake a winner over River Falls 3-2. Hudson and New Richmond a 2-2 tie. Chippewa Falls clinches the Big Rivers with a 9-0 win over Menominee. Mora Malacca over Spooner 4-1. Girls hockey, Hayward over St. Croix Valley 7-0. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.